This is the Show It Off podcast, a show focused on changing the experience of being a single mama. We are changing the archetype of being a single mom with self-love that prioritizes a miracle mindset, following our intuition, and receiving support. We are the sovereign queens of our lives. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaaf. I am a confidence coach and an empowered single mama. Together, let's discover your power and show it off. Are you a single mama? Are you ready to change your experience of being a single mama? No longer do we have to be overworked, stressed, lonely, exhausted, unhealthy, working 3 jobs and barely making ends meet, and barely seeing our kids. Nope. That may have been the way it was going for single moms in the past, but we are a new generation of women, and we have new resources at our fingertips. What if being a single mom looked like being supported, being part of a sisterhood? I wanted to build a brand new online course to help single mamas rebuild their lives. But being that I am a single mom myself, my own life showed me that in order to teach and support single moms, I would have to get creative. Enter the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood. It's an educational, supportive membership designed to give support and strategies for rebuilding your life as a single mom. I have formed a collective of teachers, women who have figured out how to thrive as a single mama, and they're joining me to support you to prioritize yourself, follow your intuition, build community, and create a life of your heart's desires. It is put together in a way that even a busy single mama can take in and benefit from. It is priced with the budget of a single mama in mind. And I'm going to over-deliver in value and support because it's my passion to change the archetype of single motherhood. This is something you are going to get month after month. It's going to take time to rebuild, but you're going to have the support to do so. We are not women to be pitied or cast out of society or suffering. We are the bravest, strongest, most resourceful, incredible people on the planet. There is nothing we wouldn't do in the name of love for our children. I know we can apply those traits we all have to have anything we want. I know we can because I'm doing it myself. And when you join the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood, I will show you how. Because all of this can only be possible when you do 2 things. Number 1, connect with me. And number 2, have a miracle mindset. A mindset that supports you. So go to empoweredsinglemama.com and enter your email. Then we will be connected. And you will receive the How to Have a Miracle Mindset guide I built for you. And this will get you started. This is episode 59 of the Show It Off podcast. Oh, mama, how you doing today? I know how it is being a single mama, and especially with the way the world is right now, all of us want to be sure that we are resonating in our highest vibration, that we are clearing the blocks, that we are not repeating patterns, and that we are rising up and really inspiring and encouraging those around us, especially our children, to rise up as well. And that is why I am very excited for today's guest. Anastasia Gurali is my guest today. I have spoken with her before, because I have signed up for her one-on-one coaching and had the opportunity to really benefit from her teachings that way. And I knew she had to be on the show because you are going to also benefit from her wisdom. Anastasia helps to, well, I'll tell you first, is that she's a therapist and an embodiment mentor, and she helps her clients to heal and reprogram their DNA so that they can thrive in love, health, wealth, and purpose. I mean, of course you want that, right? I know that with all the, you know, pandemic changes and stuff that's happening in the world, a lot of us are asking the questions like, how can I create the future that I want for me and my children? And what is my purpose? And how can I feel abundant when perhaps I'm not working like I used to, or my children aren't in school, so I don't have the same kind of time? And Anastasia in this episode will absolutely help you answer some of those questions. In this episode, we talk about asking the right questions so that our path is directed in a way that will serve our highest good, that will bring us the result and outcome that we want for our future, for our present, and for our children's lives. And you will hear in this episode, I share some of the ways that she's helped me already. And she shares some of her lessons as she moves forward in her own life, just using these tools to her benefit. And you can do the same. I am really excited to hear what you think about this episode. I also want to ask you what you liked about last week's episode with Alila Rose Grace. That was a really popular one, and I know that a lot of you are asking yourselves that question, like, should I be hustling or should I be in the flow? And I know that that episode helped you answer that question for yourself, and more importantly, know how to check in with your body and with your mood and where you are in your cycle to make sure that you are always knowing where you are at the right time in your body and in your life. And I'm really excited to be an affiliate ambassador for Alila's new course, Period Alchemy. So if you loved that course and you would like to sign up for it and be a part of her course and get my affiliate discount, then be sure to stay tuned, because I will be sharing my affiliate code and link very soon of how you can do that. And if you want to be sure to not miss out, go to empoweredsinglemama.com and get on the newsletter, because that is where I will be making it really easy to sign up for that course. Okay, so without further ado, enjoy this episode with Anastasia, and let me know how you are asking yourself new questions to create a new reality for yourself. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode with at least one single mama friend right now. Okay, enjoy the show.
Hey. Good morning. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Finally, we got there. Yes, let's do this.
I am so happy too. I love your enthusiasm. I'm like, come on, computers. Do it. Hi, good morning. Or good morning for you, darling.
I'm going to try logging in from my, because this is on my phone. I'm going to try logging in from my desktop.
Okay.
If you can let me in there.
Yes, I see. Because
I might be receiving a call here.
How's that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Whoa, that was a crazy sound. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you perfectly, and there's no echo, so we're good to go.
Great. Hi, thank you so much. I'm so thankful that you were willing to come back after your holiday and come visit with me. I've been watching you, and you just look like you're having so much fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Where are you? Are you on my Facebook group?
I'm on your Facebook group. I'm on your Instagram.
Nice. Yes. Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. How are things?
Oh my gosh, things are so intense and good and learning all the time. And this is not a time where things are just average. This is a time where things are potent, right?
Absolutely. Oh my God, absolutely. And it's been such a phenomenal year, because it's been a year where whatever we commit to, we can quickly create results, because there's so much energy in around us right now. So I'm so happy to be doing the work that I'm doing right here, right now, because it's just amplified. And my clients are feeling it. I'm feeling it. You're feeling it. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And I love how, for one thing, last time we spoke, you brought up for me, like, where is this block? And where, you know, like, let's find, even on an unconscious or subconscious level, where our blocks are, so that we can be free and so that we can create more flow in our lives in any area. Mm. And I thought that was such a great question, because what it did for me was it encouraged me to apply that in every area of my life where I was feeling stuck. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, and just simply ask that question, where is my block here? And what is my block here? And how can I release that? Yeah. That's the primary thing that I love that I've learned from you so far. Amazing. And the second is how you are so good at taking, like, a situation and finding the lesson in it, and like an opportunity for growth.
Because everything is, and every struggle. Should we just start the interview so that we're not repeating ourselves?
Oh yeah. I mean, to me, it started, you know.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize. You're gonna edit
that. Oh, it's so good. It's so perfect, because that's what, honestly, people love about the show. They're always like, I feel like I'm eavesdropping on some conversation between girlfriends. And I'm like, you are.
Yes,
we could formally start. And
okay, we could formally start. I will just repeat what I was going to answer to that.
Yes.
So every single challenge that we have is a lesson. Every single challenge, every single block, every single trigger is a lesson. It's part of our soul contract. And the sooner that you start to see them as lessons, the quicker you will overcome them, the quicker you will learn what there is to learn, so that you can ascend this level, really. It's like video games. If you keep repeating certain things over and over and over again, it's because you haven't learned the formula yet. You haven't passed the test. And that's the only reason why we keep repeating the same mistakes, the same situations, the same emotional downward spirals is because we haven't learned the lesson yet. And yeah. the only reason we haven't learned the lesson is because we haven't identified it as a lesson, right?
Right.
Yes. It's so true and good. And what came to my mind was when you were on your vacation and you got pickpocketed.
Yes!
Will you tell that story?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness, it was fun. It was so much fun. It was more fun for me because I recognized the lesson. It was less fun for my husband, who saw it as a huge inconvenience.
Right.
So I had literally just bought a new phone a week before we were going on our 5-week-long road trip to Italy. And I was super excited, and I also packed my old phone because of all my contacts and photos and what have you. I was like, I might need it for, you know, work or for whatever. I didn't know if I'd like properly transferred everything to my new phone yet. So a week into, not even a week, 5 days into our trip, while we were in Venice having the time of our lives, because literally there were no tourists, obviously because of COVID. It felt like we had the whole city to ourselves.
Wow.
And we went to a phenomenal exhibition about Leonardo da Vinci's work, who I'm a huge, huge fan of. And there was no one in the museum with us.
Wow.
And when we were out, you know, sort of outside at the entrance of the museum, I was looking at all the gifts at the gift shop, and looking at what I could possibly purchase because I loved the exhibition itself, but I'm also a huge fan of Da Vinci's work. And as I went to reach into my bag, because obviously everywhere you have to wear a mask because of COVID, I went to reach into my bag to get my mask out, and my phone was gone.
Wow.
And for a second I was like, oh, what is this? And I checked the other pocket and I was like, I must have left it inside because I took like a ton of pictures inside. It must be inside. And I went inside and I looked around. There was no one there. There was no one outside of the gift shop. And I turned to my husband. I was like, my phone's gone. And we tried to call it immediately. Obviously the phone was off. And if the phone is off, that's like, you know, number one sign that, yeah, it's been taken, right? And Italy is quite famous for pickpockets. That happens everywhere in Italy. And it tends to happen when there's lots of people around.
Right.
But there was no one around me. So I was just like, wow. I gave myself permission to be upset, obviously. It was a new phone. I'd just taken like a ton of amazing holiday photos.
Right.
I was annoyed. So I gave myself permission to feel whatever I needed to feel so that I could process this emotion. Because what we do if we don't properly process is we store it. And when we suppress it and we store it and we hold on to that anger or that upset or whatever, it's going to manifest later down the line. And I needed about like an hour just on my husband's phone, like resetting passwords and cancelling bank cards and everything that I need to do when something, you know, so personal gets stolen. And that the rest of the day, I will say I wasn't at my highest because I was upset, but I wasn't going to let it ruin my holiday. I was like, we're only a week into our holiday. Shit happens.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is just a phone, you know, bottom line, it's just a phone. There are bigger things that I could be putting my energy into. But that evening when I had time to relax and, you know, wind down in the evening at home where we were staying, I asked myself, like, what is the lesson in this? What have I been manifesting? And I do believe that everything is a co-creation. So I've obviously co-created this phone disappearing. And once I recognized what led up to the moment that my phone would be taken from me, all I could do was laugh, because I was literally saying, I need help. I need help in my business. I'm away on holiday. I'd really like a break. I'd really like to be able to switch off, and I need help to do that. And that morning, I'd literally just spoken to another client of mine who I was thinking about hiring as a part-time assistant coach. So she was going to take my lesson on Sunday because I didn't have good internet connection. So she'd agreed already to take over the lesson of the next day. And I'd kind of released it to her. I was like, yes, finally, I got someone to cover that one lesson.
Yes. For me.
And with my phone being taken, I've actually got what I asked for. And that was to switch off, to not need to be on my phone, checking in on my clients. So the next week I made it official and I officially hired my first part-time employee, which was scary. But it was exactly what I'd asked for. Yeah. And it needed my phone to be taken in order for me to surrender to releasing myself and allowing myself to be supported, because I physically couldn't do the work I needed to do.
Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah, it is. And the funny thing in all this is that for the first time ever, I didn't purchase a super expensive phone. This was the first time that I purchased like £150 phone versus, you know, iPhone and Pixel, which is like £1,000.
Right.
And that was because, you know, my husband does a lot of research, and I said, just pick a phone that does what I need it to do, that has a great camera, because that's all I need. I don't really care about the brand. And he found this amazing phone which does everything I needed to do, which is absolutely fantastic. And yeah, whoever stole it didn't steal a super expensive phone, so the joke's on them.
Wow, that is fascinating. I remember watching that on Instagram and thinking, wow, she has such a great attitude. Like, it'd be so easy to get into a tailspin about that. But because I have spoken with you twice now, or this is our third time, I knew right away before I even started reading, like the whole paragraph, was that you were going to find the lesson in it. Mm-hmm. And I am so happy to hear the full story of really where you had to look backwards and think, you know, how did I ask for this? And I know that, like, there's a lot of single mamas out there who are asking themselves this question relating in their, like, the demise of their relationship, or the, like, for me personally, I question myself, like, why did I even attract this man in the first place? This man that I'm like working so hard to completely get away from, you know? And I think, like how you said, you had a moment to rest and reflect and think back and ask the questions, you know? And I know that, like, myself and then the women who listen ask themselves this question. And I also, one of the reasons why I love following you and listening to your teachings is because I 100% believe in everything that you're teaching. And I just feel like it's just fact. It's just like the way the universe works. Mm-hmm. And the more we understand that, the more things start to make sense. Mm-hmm. Yet, like, there's still things where I'm just like, I think that it takes a lot of mental practice for you to find that moment in your history of the day and be like, whoa, I did ask for this. Because nobody directly asks for, like, oh, I want my phone to be stolen.
Yeah.
You
know,
you asked for like a certain result and you didn't know how or what would bring you to that result, right?
Absolutely. And this is the thing, like, we need to release the attachment that we have to the outcome. Because right now, you know, especially when we're talking about law of attraction, there's so much emphasis on being really specific about what you want. and it will manifest exactly as you want it, exactly when you want it. And that's simply not the truth. You know, that's not how it works, because how you're actually manifesting, how you're actually creating has a lot to do with, you know, the iceberg, what's underneath the surface of the water. And that is your subconscious mind. That is all your old programming. That is your old identity. That is you're creating your current reality. And we need to release our attachment to how our desires or goals or manifestations will be delivered. I, of course, did not ask my phone to be stolen, but that is how I needed for it to be delivered in order for me to learn the lesson and realign myself, learn the lesson and reprogram myself, yes. Right?
Yes.
And if we fail to learn the lesson, we will keep repeating the same outcomes, the same results over and over and over again. And that's when we become the victim in the story, right?
Yes.
When you feel like, what is it about me that attracted this man? What is it about me that led to the breakdown of our relationship? And why am I being rejected? Why is my child being rejected? If you make it personal, it's going to feel personal. As soon as you step outside of this victim archetype, and I talk about the drama archetypes quite a lot in my work,
yes.
Then you can embody the queen, right? The queen has a vision for her realm. The queen understands the challenges. The queen seeks consult. The queen will have people around her to advise her, to help her, to guide her. And the quality of your answers will only be as good and as clear as the quality of your questions. So if your questioning is why me, why me, why me, what you're possibly doing is blocking yourself from receiving the answer because it's the wrong question.
Yes.
So change the question, right? Just like you said, like, what is it about this situation that I can learn from? What is it about this relationship that I did gain and has helped me clarify what I want moving forward in my life, what type of partner I want, what type of parent I want to be, what type of life I want to live for me, for my child, right?
Yes. Yes, I love that. It's such good questions. Mm-hmm. And last time we spoke, you encouraged me to ask myself a really great question. And for my dear listener, I had a wonderful one-on-one with Anastasia, and the purpose of our call, she was helping me discover where my blocks were in regarding money and regarding my pattern. And I wrote her, said, I need your help. Like, this is my pattern, and I'd love to break that pattern. And the pattern was that I would make and also just receive in ways that were unexpected, good, like quality, healthy chunks of money. And I would feel really abundant and feel really great about paying my bills and having fun with money and all of that. And like, around the end of the month, I would start panicking. And this was my cycle. And I'd be like, uh-oh, I'm panicking. Like, I don't know why I kept doing that. And I was like, I really want to release this block. And I asked Anastasia to help me. And you asked me such a great question. You were like, well, where is it that you are feeling blocked in receiving? And like, you encouraged me and prompted me to ask myself this question. And at first I was like, girl, I am all about receiving. Like, I bring it on. Like, you know, so I knew, and you pointed that out as well, that there was like something that was under the surface that I wasn't realizing. Mm-hmm. And the answer did not come right away, but I did ask, like, let the universe know that I'm ready for the answer and that I'd be listening. Right. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward, I got an amazing. Like my daughter has been out of school for 6 months, like most people's children. And, you know, being that I'm a solo mom, it's just been a lot on me, on myself. And so finding school for my daughter has been like a really huge wish, and, you know, for both of us, me and her. And I finally found this school that's like open despite COVID, and you have to sign all these papers and blah, blah, blah. But I was like, we're doing it, we're doing it. But the price is like triple what it normally would be because they're taking all this risk with COVID, you know? And I was like, okay, Sarah, like, how can I be an open conduit to receiving like everything I need so that Luna can go to this school? And my first thought was like, well, not my first, but one of my early thoughts was like, you know what? Ask her grandpa. Like my dad, like, hasn't been around for her life and hasn't, like, you know, just because we live far away, and like all those ice cream trips and like new shoes and things that like grandpas would normally do, like, hasn't been a part of her life. So I thought, perfect, I'll ask grandpa just to pay for like the first month and get her in, and then I can take care of the rest. Because then I'd have more time to work because she'd be in school, right? So in my mind, I have this like master plan. I call my dad, I tell him what I just told you, and his response was to, first of all, like, shame me for asking, put me down as like a mother and as an adult and as a person, and really like compare himself to me, like how he would never, you know, ask someone for help like this. And I was like, okay, I got off the phone and I checked in with myself, like, and I said, Sarah, here is your answer right here. Like, I would put myself in a receiving position with a parent of mine. And the result was to be shamed and put down and made to feel guilty and bad for asking. And I had this like timeline of my childhood, and that's always been our dynamic about everything, you know? And I was like, well, there it is. Like, that is a, like, my adult self is like, of course I'll ask her grandpa for help. Like, that makes sense. And I hadn't asked him for something in so long that I had forgotten that that was like my imprint as a child of what happens when you
ask.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So I was presented with an opportunity to like see that, heal that story, change the story, and really like create a boundary between me and my dad, because like it was just crazy, the mentality of like, I mean, first of all, he is a like white man, you know, like upper middle class, straight, like Republican, like he's in that box of like the type of person who is like kind of like plowing and mowing through like to make sure he gets what he needs, you know? And I was like, well, that's not who I am. Like, I'm about making sure everybody receives abundance and everybody receives help and healing and is lifted up. And, you know, I had the opportunity to say, okay, this is a boundary that I'm making now. Like, I love you, Dad, but I'm not going to be welcoming you into my life the way that, you know, I might have in the past.
Yeah, and that's hard for some people to do, right? When, especially when we take responsibility for our healing, that may, or I would almost say it guarantees that you need to set up healthy boundaries with your family.
Yes.
And because there's so many like decades or years of old dynamics between you and your family, it's sometimes scary and hard to do that.
You absolutely
need to do that if you're going to free yourself and liberate yourself to move forward, right? Because those boundaries will be reflected in all relationships, not just your relationship with your parents.
Right. And that's why I share the story, just like you shared yours, is that anyone listening will be able to mirror that within their own life and be like, oh yeah, that actually isn't serving my greater good. Or I do happen or tend to ask myself the questions in these ways. And, you know, our lessons are so potent when we're able to share them. And yeah, I mean, no, it's not ideal. I would love for my dad to be supportive and loving and, like, you know, be there for my daughter, be there for me. You know, in my opinion, dads are protectors, providers, and playmates, you know, and if, and he's none of those things to me or my daughter. And so for me, like you talk about, like that queen mentality, and queens, they have a high standard for what they allow into their kingdom. Right?
Absolutely. If the queen doesn't have high standards, then why would anybody else have high standards? And why would anybody respect their queen, right?
Right. So I didn't feel so scared. I didn't feel like it was so hard for me because I felt very clear about what needed to be done. Mm-hmm. And what that kind of started, not kind of, I mean, really set off for me was this snowball effect of, like, where else could I create a boundary? And where else could I, like, ask and expect others to rise up simply by me rising up as well, you know? And I like made my Instagram private recently. I had to block some people. I, even in conversations, like I hear someone going down a fear spiral or gossip, I say, you know what? I'm not available for this conversation. We can change the subject, or I'm just gonna, as they say here in Hawaii, haleon. To haleon is to, like, jump out, jump off, get out of the conversation, you know, yeah, move on.
Yeah, 100%. And absolutely. I mean, I've had to do that as well, right? Like, you need to protect your energy until you're strong enough to not be affected by things. That is the whole point of healing, right? Yeah. If I keep getting triggered and my trigger sends me into a downward spiral, I'm taking one step forward and two steps back. And that's not helping me. That's not helping me get closer to where I want to be. That's not helping me get closer to the woman that I desire to be and want to be for my children, for myself, or for this life. So 100%, like, decluttering and putting up new, beautiful, healthy boundaries really is just to help you play by a new rule book with other people, and also help them to understand how they will now interact with you from this day forward, right?
Yes.
And it's an equal thing. I mean, it's not just putting up boundaries for the way other people interact with you. You need to respect those same rules, and you need to give that same love and respect to those people that you feel that you want from them.
And that part gets easier when you raise your bar, right? Mm-hmm. You're just like, who you when you are really clear, like you said before, like the queen is clear who you want to be. You have, like, a vision. That vision of yourself isn't in a victim mentality. That vision of yourself isn't gossiping. That vision of yourself isn't taking crap from people just because you always have. And so you go, oh no, she wouldn't do that. So, you know, let's, like, change that. And I love that you bring this up, because if you're, like, a woman who is a single mom and you just left or ended or you know, are no longer in a relationship that's toxic or just basically not serving you and not of your highest vibration, then you might feel stuck moving forward, getting into your next relationship, because you don't want to repeat patterns. Right. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because I want the mamas to see and hear you and your amazing lessons and your great examples of how you can take time and take space in that, you know, single time to shift your thinking and to change your patterns and to clear your blocks, so that moving forward, you can attract, not hunt down and find, but simply be in your feminine power and attract a man of the vibration that you are resonating in.
Exactly. And you need to give yourself that time to raise your vibration. Otherwise, you will simply be attracting the same type of man that you currently have, you know, been attracting. And that doesn't serve you at all. And that's where a really, really empowering question that I've had to learn to ask myself as well, post-divorce, and that's something that I encourage my clients to ask as well. If you keep asking the question, how do I do this? How do I do that? How do I change this? How do I find a better man? How do I put my life back together? How? And you're not getting the answers. Again, you're asking the wrong question. So that's where I say, stop asking how, because if you knew how, you'd already be doing it, right?
Yeah.
And you're just further blocking yourself. And start asking who. Who can I ask to help me? Who can I ask to support me? Like you did when you were looking for the finances for your daughter's school, right? Who can I ask just for this period to help me, to support me? Can I get a coach? Can I get a friend to, you know, babysit for me when I need some time to work? Can I start asking who?
Right.
And simply by putting the question out there, the universe always, always, always delivers. And the right teacher, the right preacher, the right person who can help you, that can help you not all the way, but at least for this part of the way, will appear. And that's where you need to trust yourself and trust the guidance. Give yourself permission to lean on somebody else. You don't have to do all this alone, and you definitely don't need to feel like you're alone, because you're not. You're always provided for, you're always guided, you're always loved. So allow yourself to be guided and provided for. Allow yourself to be loved. Allow yourself to be supported. And sometimes that does take stretching out of our comfort zone. Sometimes that will take, you know, making a level of investment of time, energy, money, love, to give yourself that space to breathe.
Yes. Yes. I love that. That's so good.
And it's so crucial. I mean, as I said, the quality of your answers will only be equal to the quality of your questions. So if you're not getting good answers, if you're not finding good solutions that are helping you, then you need to start asking better questions.
I think that that's a really, really important tool and tactic, because I know, and I've heard you talk before about like certain types of manifestors. And I know me, like I can be both. I could be a really controlling manifester, kind of like a manic manifester. And I can be like a completely relaxed and magnetic manifester. And my friends crack up at this, because like I'll say like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if, and then it'll happen. And that's when I'm at my best, is when I'm kind of just in this joyful, kind of neutral feeling about something. And I kind of am in like making a joke or having a laugh, and I just let it go. Versus when I'm like, this will happen by this date and this way, then I start getting panicky about it, because I feel like now I've put the pressure on.
Yeah.
And you really helped point that out for me, that I don't want to be in that latter version of my manifesting.
Exactly. And that's where it's really important to understand which type of manifester you are, if you're a process or an outcome manifester. Outcome manifestors are the people that can be, they're more in their masculine energy.
Right.
So they're people that can be really, really specific about, you know, what they want, when they want it by, like let's say $20,000 by the end of September 2020, and they will move mountain and heaven and earth to make that goal happen, right? They will work 24/7. That's because that drives them. That deadline fuels mm-hmm. them, and it fuels their energy. It's not something that scares them. It's not something that puts resistance in their way. That is literally their fuel. Whereas a process manifester, which tend to be creatives, tend to be empaths, tend to be people with a more feminine energy, they are the ones that are much more sensitive to energy. A deadline like that would scare them. A deadline like that would send them into survival mode. And you can't thrive when you're trying to survive. You can't thrive when you're literally scared, when you're overproducing stress hormones, adrenaline, cortisol, right? You can't think clearly because your focus is on surviving versus rising up to that desire, rising up to meet that goal where it's at, because the bar, you feel like the bar has been placed too high. So there's suddenly all this pressure.
Yeah.
To you achieve. Really,
sorry, I'm just excited. You really pointed that out for me. Like,
So what these type of people tend to do is they will start to sabotage themselves so that they can have a reason why they didn't achieve it, right?
Yeah.
So they will start to look for reasons and excuses. I say the word excuses, although they will use the word reasons, why it's not possible, it's not feasible, right? Or they will sometimes even subconsciously sabotage themselves without even intending to do it. No one ever wants to sabotage themselves, right? But if you have a pattern and a habit of self-sabotage and self-abandonment, it'll be easier to slip into a familiar pattern than it will be to rise to a new frequency that requires you to literally be a new person to achieve a higher goal.
And I'm all about rising up. Mm-hmm. You know, raising the vibration, raising the collective mm-hmm. vibration, and really just growing and learning. And, you know, I have been like taught by somebody once in a group coaching kind of setting that she was like, this is how I do it. Like, I write down, I will make, like you said, $20,000 by September 20th. And it worked for her. And I saw that and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I should do that. And then the minute I wrote it down, I started having panicky feelings of that I wasn't going to do this, you know? Yeah. And then like when I saw your lesson on your Facebook about the different types of manifestors, I was like, okay, I see where this, what's happening now, because I'm absolutely an empath and a creative and in my feminine energy most of the time. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw that, it really helped me to just be more present with my daughter and myself and in the moment and find things that are joyful and beautiful to look at and take care of myself, do my rituals of like morning meditation and yoga and cardio and, you know, my vitamins and my water and all the things that help me feel good and healthy and happy. And then really being aware throughout the day of like, how am I speaking? Where am I creating blocks? Where, you know, how am I? And then I ask, like you said, the right questions. So instead of being like, how am I going to get Luna to school? I could say, I would love to have like Luna feel like she's doing an activity that supports her growth while I'm able to work. And I'm going to be in the art of allowing to see how that could happen. Because there's lots of different ways that can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? absolutely. And then it just requires a little bit of aligned action. Pick up the phone and ask some of the other moms, you know, is it possible to carpool? Can I ask someone else? Can I ask a neighbor? Can I ask a friend to do a solid for me? Can I ask them to drop off my daughter at school so that I can work? Right. If you don't ask, you don't get. It's that simple. And it's not just about, you know, asking, putting your hands in prayer and asking God. Like, you actually also need to take action sometimes and create that momentum for yourself and put yourself out there and start asking people. And even sometimes when we don't directly ask, simply by stating and talking, speaking into existence what we need, I need help with this, people will offer themselves. People will step up where you least expected it. But if you're always quiet and you're always scared to voice your needs, then what's the possibility of you ever having them answered or met? Or what is the possibility of you allowing yourself to receive that help when it is being offered?
Right. And that is what this whole show is about, is empowerment for the single mamas who are listening. And that right there is an incredibly empowering attitude and action, is to be like, you know, that aligned action, like you say, and never just sitting there quiet, but using your voice to articulate and like you said, ask for what you desire, what you need, what you want. It's really powerful stuff.
And there's so many women, actually, it's very common, the women that I treat, the women that I work with, that they have a block when I do like a little body scan and we check where we feel blocked, for their throat to feel blocked when I ask them to voice something that's difficult for them. And when you feel your throat or your mouth drying up and you're literally not able to speak and say what it is that you mean or what you want, the throat vortex is the trust vortex. So if you are blocked in your trust vortex, what it actually means is that you don't trust others to receive your message, and you also don't trust yourself to deliver the message.
Wow. So how would somebody shift that when they are in that moment and they realize what's happening?
Well, I mean, there's so many tools and strategies. My Abundance Alignment Program is really focused on learning all the tools and strategies so that you can heal and release all the old, outdated beliefs and programming that is keeping you stuck. So that when you recognize it, right, because that would literally be your voice giving you a symptom, a sign that I'm unable to trust. I'm unable to trust others. I'm unable to trust myself here. And once you know that this is where my block is, we go back into the memory bank and understand the root cause and reason for your inability to trust. And it may have been something silly like, you know, when I was 5 and I really wanted to go to, I don't know, a girl's birthday party, and I knew my mom wouldn't take me, so I didn't even bother asking, you know, something like that. Or when I did ask, mom said no.
Right.
So that blocked me off from being able to ask for what I want, being able to receive what I want. And that is a lifetime's patterning and repatterning that we carry into our adult life. And more often than not, I'm sure that if you look back in, you know, like past situations with your ex-husband or your past lover or whatever, that there were times that you needed something and you were too scared to ask for it, or you just didn't think he'd be able to meet you where you're at, so you didn't bother. Yeah. So again, that's repeating and further ingraining that pattern of not asking for what I need and not allowing myself to receive what I need.
Wow, that's so great. That's so powerful, because what it does is it puts the power back in your hand when you realize, you know, what brought you to where you are. Instead of just being stuck in it, you can look back and say, okay, we can shift that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can completely reprogram everything that has led to this moment right here, right now, because the person that you are right here, right now is not the woman that you were a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago,
true.
Right?
Yes.
But if you let that past version of you keep you from making the decisions that you need to make, from taking the responsibility that you need to make, what you're actually doing is you're letting past you determine future you.
Right.
Because present you hasn't taken responsibility to heal and release past you. And we cannot let old versions of ourselves predict the future.
That is it, sister. Woo! I love it. I love it. And for everybody listening, I know that they're going to be so curious about, you mentioned your program. They're going to want to know more about how to connect with you. And there will be all the links in the show notes, but I just want to give you an opportunity to create a formal invitation now if you'd like to say something about how and where people can connect to you.
Absolutely. So this, my Abundance Alignment Program has been the greatest blessing because it's a completely downloaded program that the divine has helped me to create to meet the needs of women that are very much old versions of me. Because if it weren't for this work, I wouldn't be who I am now. I wouldn't be where I am now. And I definitely wouldn't be co-creating the future that I know I'm co-creating now. So my Abundance Alignment Program is an 8-week program whereby you are given all the tools, all the strategies, and all the support, sister, to heal, release, and reprogram yourself so that old version of you does not need to run the show, because you get to remember who you were born to be. From the day that we are born, we are victims of identity theft. We have been programmed, we have been conditioned, we have been taught, we have been told what we can and cannot have, what we can and cannot be, and that is BS.
Yes.
It takes reprogramming, or it takes, let's just say, unlearning that identity in order to become the woman, the mother, and potentially the wife that you were born to be moving forward, if that's something that you want to create for yourself again, right? Creating a business, creating a life, creating the income that you desire and that you deserve, because abundance is always available all around you. You can see abundance. The only reason you're not receiving it is because you've blocked yourself. And as I always say, if you knew what it was that was blocking you, you would have dealt with it already. So the fact that you haven't been able to yet means that you need the support and the guidance to work on a subconscious level. And that is where I come in. That is where my program comes in. It is a sisterhood. The women that are going through it literally support each other as well. It is a safe, sacred space. And you will know as a single mama how important it is to surround yourself with women that are going through the same growing pains as you, with women that are elevating and transcending in the same direction as you. So that is exactly what my program has been created to do. It's to help, you know, the woman that is tired of being overwhelmed and undervalued and unappreciated and is just tired of being sick and tired, full stop, and is ready to realign and reprogram herself to thrive.
Absolutely. Anastasia, you are an amazing woman. I am so thankful that I found you on the old gram there, because your presence in my life, even though you're so far away, I feel like you're so close, because it really benefited me. And I'm so thankful that you came on the show so that my beautiful mamas who listen can benefit from you as well. I really appreciate you putting yourself out there in the way that you do, with so much authenticity and beauty, and just really sharing who and what you are and what you've, your journey. It's benefiting a lot of people, and it's, I can see how it's just growing and benefiting more and more, because you're just so in alignment with what people need right now. So thank you for putting yourself out there and for being that bold example of a woman who is living her purpose.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, girl. And thank you for the work that you're doing and helping the mamas that you're helping through this amazing podcast. Together we rise. So let's be sure to share the strategies and the tools that work for us, so that we can help other moms as well do the same, and other women do the same for themselves, and inspire them to rise up with us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful night for you, morning for me.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
If you love podcasts, you value storytelling, learning, and personal growth. And there's a good chance you love to read, or you'd like to read more. That is why I created the Show It Off Book Club. It's one book a month. Each book is selected because I know it will help you on your single mama journey. It's inspiration, tools and tactics, and learning from other women's stories. To see the reading list, go to @showitoffpodcast on Instagram, and you will see it there. And speaking of Instagram, you can join the book club Instagram live happening every Saturday. It's 9 a.m. Hawaii time where I am. And there's a chart for if you're in the U.S. on my Instagram of what time that means for you, or you can always look it up on your phone. And if you're on another part of the world, yes, please look it up on your phone for 9 a.m. Hawaii time for the Instagram Live. We can talk about the book, we can share the screen, we can comment. Everyone can just join in and have fun. It's really beautiful, really fun to do. So books can be like our friends who help us along our path. And reading is more fun with your sister friends. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Hey, thank you for listening to the Show It Off podcast. Thank you for texting this episode to at least one single mama friend you have. An extra thank you for going onto iTunes and writing a review, hitting that 5-star button so other single mamas can find it and receive the support that they are looking for. Remember, if you'd like to get more support, go to sarahfayshoff.com. And be sure to go to empoweredsinglemama.com to sign up for getting more information about the Empowered Single Mama course.